Character Sketch of Amal. Introduction. Amal is an orphan adopted by Madhav. He is the central character in the play. Madhav tells about him, "What a state I am in. Before he came, nothing mattered. I felt so free, but now that he has come, goodness knows from where my heart is filled with his dear self, and my home will be no home to me when he leaves." He has become very important for Madhav. Heading: His illness. Amal is suffering from some serious sickness. According to the doctor, all the organs of his little body are at loggerheads with each other, and there isn't much hope for his life. There is only one way to save him, and that is to keep him out of this autumn wind and sun. Amal needs utmost care and attention, the most sculptorous care. As his disease is of a very serious nature, Amal is in the strict treatment of the village doctor. He does not allow him to go out in open air atmosphere, which according to him is quite harmful to the boy. He gives bitter medicines for him. In this opinion, the more he winces, the surer is the effect. That's why the sage Chyavana observes, "In medicine, as in good advice, the least palatable is the truest." Gradually, his condition is worsening, and towards the end of the play, he is overpowered completely by his fatal disease. Heading: His fanciful nature. Amal is a child of fanciful nature. He is full of imaginative fancies about the outside world. He is ready to do the jobs of all those whom he takes a fancy. For example, when the dairy comes, he asks him to take him into his work. The following conversation between him and the dairyman shows how much interested he is in curds selling. Amal: "And you teach me to cry curds and shoulder the yoke like you and walk the long, long road?" Dairyman: "Dear, dear, did you ever? Why should you sell curds? No, you will read big books and be learned." Amal: "No, I never want to be learned. I will like you and take my curds from the village by the red road near the old banyan tree, and I will hawk it from cottage to cottage." "Oh, how do you cry, curds, curds, fine curds? Teach me the tune, will you?" Sometimes he wishes to sound the watchman's gong, sometimes he wishes to be the scurril itself, picking and crunching the lanterns with its little hands. Sometimes he wishes to be a flower seller. He fancies to be the king's postman. Heading: Highly imaginative. Amal is a highly imaginative child. That is why he loves to be in the outer world of nature. He shows his likeness for the sky, the sun, flowers, birds, hills and mountains. When Madhav says that hill stands there upright as a barrier, Amal replies quite imaginatively, "Uncle, do you think it is meant to prevent us crossing over? It seems to me because the earth can't speak, it raises its hands into the sky and beckons. And those who live far over and sit alone by their windows can see the signal." The description of the man whom Amal sees going to seek a job is also imaginative. "I watched that man slowly walking on with his pair of worn-out shoes, and when he got to where the water flows under the fig tree, he stopped and washed his feet in the stream. Then he took out from his bundle some gram flour, moistened it with water, and began to eat. Then he tied up his bundle and shouldered it again, tucked up his cloth above his knees and crossed the stream. "I have asked Auntie to let me go up to the stream and eat my ground floor just like him. It is on account of his imaginative bent of mind that he makes out a picture of the village of the dairymen." Amal: "Never, but I seem to remember having seen it. Your village is under some very old big trees just by the side of the red road, isn't that so?" Dairyman: "That's right, child." Amal: "And on the slope of the hill, cattle grazing." Dairyman: "How wonderful! Cattle grazing in our village?" "Indeed, there are." Amal: "And your women with red saris fill their pitchers from the river and carry them on their heads." Heading: His credulous nature. Amal is a boy of credulous nature. That is very natural for a child like him. He believes in what different people come and tell him. For example, he believes in Guffer's description of the Parrot's Island. When Amal asks what the Parrot's Isles, ISLE, is like, Guffer tells about this island. "It's a land of wonders. It's a haunt of birds. No men are there, and they neither speak nor walk. They simply sing and they fly." And Amal believes all this very easily. Guffer confirms to Amal's curiosity, and Amal believes in everything that Guffer says. Amal: "How glorious, and it's by some sea?" Guffer: "Of course, it's on the sea." Amal: "And green hills are there?" Guffer: "Indeed, they live among the green hills, and in the time of the sunset, when there is a red glow on the hillside, all the birds with their green wings go flocking to their nest." Amal: "And there are waterfalls?" Guffer: "Dear me, of course, you don't have a hill without its waterfalls. Oh, it's like molten diamonds. And my dear, what dances they have! Don't they make the pebbles sing as they rush over them to the sea? No devil of a doctor can stop them for a moment." "The birds looked upon me as nothing but a man, merely a trifling creature without wings, and they would have nothing to do with me. Were it not so, I would build a small cabin for myself among their crowd of nests and pass my days counting the sea waves." In the same way, when the dairyman promises to him that he would marry his niece to him, Amal believes him. He begins to entertain the idea of marriage with the niece of the dairyman. He said, "She would be my lovely little bride with a pair of pearl drops in her ears and dressed in a lovely red sari. And in the morning she would milk with her own hands the black cow and feed me with warm milk with foam on it from a brand new earthen cruse. And in the evenings she would carry the lamp round the cow house and then come and sit by me and tell me tales of Champa and his six brothers." Heading: His unflinching faith. A notable quality of the character of Amal is that he shows unflinching faith in his fancies and conventions. As soon as he comes to know about the king's post office before his house, he nurtures a fancy that the king will send him a letter. His fancy turns into his deep faith, is not shaken to the end of the play. It is his conversation with the watchman that makes his faith more strong in his heart. He asks the watchman if the king will send him a letter. The latter replies, "Of course." One fine day, there may be a letter for you in there. But at this stage, he has some doubts. A letter for me? But I am only a little boy. The watchman makes his conviction more strong when he says, the king sends tiny notes to little boys. And when Amal wants to know why should the king write to me, the watchman affirms, otherwise, why should he set his post office right in front of your open window with the golden flag flying? Finally, it is his faith that his wish is fulfilled. The king's herald comes with the state physician with a message from the king. O sovereign, king comes tonight, says the herald. Heading: An idealized character. Amal has been drawn as an idealized character. He is a symbol of innocence and purity. He is absolutely innocent, quite unaware of the sordid realities of life. When everybody is concerned about his health and sickness, he is concerned with the enjoyment of life as a child would do. Sometimes he wishes to be a curds seller, sometimes he would pick flowers for the flower girl, sometimes he would like to be a squirrel and be free, and so on. Amal is also a symbol of freedom. He is always pining for freedom. He is tired of painful confinement in his room. He yearns for deliverance from pain and sufferings of this world. Even in the most gloomy atmosphere, he always shows a cheerful demeanor. Demeanour. Last heading, a symbolic character. Tagore has drawn Amal as a symbolic character. He is a symbol of deliverance. The soul is always pining for deliverance. But the world here, symbolized by the doctor, is always there to keep it in worldly chains. Tagore has also symbolized in this lovely child man's yearning for a union with God. Amal's pining for the king's letter is nothing but this yearning for deliverance of the soul. The character sketch of Amal is over.